A robocall often dials numbers using fake area codes, sometimes from outside the country. Scott Gingold runs a Lehigh Valley IT company. He says robocalls were initially used for emergency alerts, but recently they've morphed into scams.
The FCC took action not that long ago to block these. The problem is certain organizations were exempt, such as political organizations, as well as certain charitable organizations.
Matt Creighton teaches digital media and business at Centenary University. He says he expects political robocalls and other ad campaigns to increase leading up to the election, spreading misinformation about voting by mail or even to possibly keep people at home on election day.
In swing states, obviously, are inundated with that sort of thing. It is very easy for misinformation to spread very quickly. Pay attention to official sources. Anything that comes in as a robocall, always look at that with a jaundiced eye.
The state attorney general's office is asking people who receive these calls or any suspected election scam to report it to law enforcement or the AG. Megan Frank, WLVR News.